Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's good to be with you on Tuesday for another slice of fresh bread. Now, you will remember yesterday that I read two verses, and I said, if you don't mind, I'm going to come back and read those two verses again today because there's something else I want to point out in those verses. Here's what we read. First of all was the affirmation that we need others in our life. Notice what Paul says to Timothy, make every effort to come to me soon. Now, one of the reasons that he needed him to come was not only that he wanted Timothy to come, but also because there were three others that had been with him that were no longer with him. Demas, having loved this present world, has left the Apostle Paul and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia. That seems to be a ministry task. And Titus has been sent away to ministry to Dalmatia. So here were three companions who were with him, upholding him, in his prison, incarceration, and the death sentence that is looming before him. But they were gone. You know, we are fully dependent upon the Lord, and the Lord is enough. But the Lord has made us for relationships. Yet we've always got to be focused upon the Lord because relationships in this world are never dependable. That's why you've got to find all your hope in the Lord, who will never leave you nor forsake you. Now we find out something else. He says, but I do have someone with me. Luke is with me. And of course, we're well aware of Luke, the author of the Gospel of Luke, author of the book of Acts, and some say the author of the book of Hebrews. And here's what he says, pick up Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for service. Who is Mark? Well, it's John Mark. John Mark had been the companion and secretary with the Apostle Peter, and was actually instrumental in the writing of 1st and 2nd Peter, and most importantly, the gospel that comes basically from Peter the Apostle through John Mark, and it's called the Gospel of Mark. But before that, he had been under the tutelage of Barnabas, who was a relative. Now, Barnabas had taken John Mark with him and the Apostle Paul on the first missionary journey, but John Mark had washed out. He had left. And because he had left, he was not in the good graces of the Apostle Paul. And therefore, when Paul and Barnabas get ready to leave on their second missionary journey in Acts chapter 15, Barnabas is ready to take him again. You know, Barnabas is an encourager. Just because someone faltered, that's not going to stop Barnabas from trying to reclaim him, encourage him, restore him. But Paul says, nope, we're going into difficult times and I need somebody dependable. So what happens is that Paul ends up going with Timothy and Silas and Barnabas goes his own way. We never hear from Barnabas again and takes John Mark with him. But somehow John Mark at the end of Paul's life is not turned against him, but is ready to come and minister to him. And in fact, Paul has affirmed he is now useful for me in the ministry. Of course, Barnabas is the one that has nurtured him so that he is now useful for the ministry. So praise the Lord for Barnabas's ministry. Barnabas is an interesting guy, isn't he? Such an encourager. They actually changed his name, Joseph, to Barnabas, meaning son of encouragement. And he also was an early preacher at the church at Antioch and brought Paul in as his associate. And later, as they go on their missionary journey, the first one is Barnabas and Saul. When they get back, Saul's name's Paul, and now it's Paul and Barnabas. But Barnabas is a very selfless man and is always encouraging others. And now, because of that, we find the Apostle Paul three different times toward the end of his ministry in the adversity of ministry calling upon John Mark, who is useful and is effective in ministry. Praise the Lord for John Mark. Praise the Lord for Barnabas, who had the time and the heart to keep developing John Mark, even when it looked like he had abandoned and had washed out of the ministry. And also praise the Lord for the Apostle Paul, who is willing to recognize that John Mark now was useful for ministry. He not only wants Timothy, the man that he took on the second missionary journey, he now wants John Mark, the man he wouldn't take on the second missionary journey. And he also has Luke, a man that has been developed and used as a writer of scripture under the Apostle Paul. Isn't it wonderful to see the tapestry of God's providence, the diversity of gifts, and how the Lord uses us when we love Him and love one another? That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.